Good morning. High pressure is building in behind a front that produced thunderstorms in New England during the afternoon hours on Monday. This high pressure center will keep abundant sunshine going across all of interior New York and New England on this Tuesday. And along with that sunshine will come low humidity and comfortable air, with high temperatures still on the warm side and averaging in the mid-80s for afternoon highs. Gradually, this high will drift off the coast, opening the door for a cold front to approach from the Great Lakes. After a clear start tonight, clouds will gradually increase ahead of this front, and a few scattered showers and thunderstorms may even develop by sunrise way out in the Mohawk Valley and southern tier of New York. Skies will be mostly cloudy during the day Wednesday, with this front making more progress in our direction. It'll team up with energy associated with a trough of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere to produce more widespread showers and thunderstorms during the course of the day Wednesday, and some of these storms could be strong, perhaps even severe, with heavy rain, gusty wind, and frequent lightning. Temperatures will still manage to get into the lower 80s with more humidity out ahead of the cold front. Behind the front, it'll be breezy and cooler on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. However, some energy still has to pivot through the region in the mid-levels. This will keep a scattered shower in the forecast, especially across the higher terrain, with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Cooler and drier air will continue to flow in on Friday and into the weekend, setting us up for a great stretch of weather. Mostly sunny and pleasant both Friday and Saturday in the mid-70s. Mostly sunny on Sunday in the middle to upper 70s, and more sunshine with comfortable humidity on Monday with highs near 80 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, this midsummer weather pattern is expected to continue for the next couple of days, as above normal temperatures are forecast for much of the western U.S. In fact, excessive heat warnings are in effect for much of the desert southwest Tuesday and Wednesday, as afternoon high temperatures are forecast to soar into the record-setting 100 teens by Wednesday afternoon. Heat advisories and excessive heat warnings are also in effect for a large area across the midsection of the country. In addition, the heat will continue from the mid-Atlantic into New England. North of the heat and humidity, some cooler air from Canada is spreading south and east into the northern plains. Showers and storms will be the focus along a slow-moving front across the central plains toward the Midwest over the next couple of days. Some of these thunderstorms are expected to become severe. Along the Gulf Coast into the southeastern United States, lingering showers and storms are expected to continue into Wednesday, where some heavy downpours are possible. By contrast, low humidity and gusty winds are expected to create elevated fire conditions across much of Wyoming. Elsewhere, dry weather will prevail for the rest of the West through Wednesday. At Mount Washington this morning, partly cloudy skies and 44 degrees with a northwest wind at 30 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 35 degrees. In Albany this morning, mostly clear skies and 65 degrees, the dew point 60, 84% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.07 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston, sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 86 degrees, the low 69. The average temperature, 78, that's 8 degrees above normal. Just a trace of rain yesterday, 3.10 inches for the month, which is 85 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 27.96 inches for the year, which is 3.02 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 80 degrees. The average low, 60. The record high, 97, set in 1937. And the record low, 45, in 1998. Sunrise this morning was at 6:07 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:50 p.m. 13 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny with lower humidity today and highs in the lower 80s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows near 60. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley. Also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny with lower humidity today and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight, lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, sunny with lower humidity today and highs in the lower 80s. Increasing clouds tonight with a shower or thunderstorm possible by morning and lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny with lower humidity today and highs in the lower to mid 80s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight, lows in the mid 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny with lower humidity today and highs in the mid-80s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, some on the stronger side, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, just the risk of a shower on Thursday, breezy and cooler, upper 70s. Mostly sunny Friday and Saturday, mid-70s. Mostly sunny, mid to upper 70s on Sunday, and mostly sunny again on Monday with highs around 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.